Shivas, Darbez, and Labez, Shir Tess.
Nasev and Atzliach, the proven Fashtein, Pabiren, the missile Fashtein from the Sugya. Voshteito and the Gemara, we said, Gemara starts, Omar, Rava, Le'inyan, Gittin, Enoikain. Rashi says, Alefichach Koi, we spoke about yesterday. Why did Rashi say it's Alefichach Koi, not a Ravashi? We said, because Ravashi is Talmud of Rava. Shita Mukubetza says, as a matter of fact, Rava died on the day that Ravashi was born. So it's impossible that Rava is going back on something that Ravashi said. So I don't know if that's a steer to what we saw. I have those laminations that says that Ravashi is a Talmud of Rava because he was a Talmud, even though could be they never even met. You could still be a Talmud. There's a concept my father likes to speak about called Dilug Hadoyrus. You could skip generations, which is even if there's talk about two generations between, or an entire generation between Rava and Ravashi. But Ravashi still felt like he was a Talmud of Rava. I don't think it's a coincidence that on the day that Rava died, that Ravashi was born. I think it's a Bechin of Uzarach HaShemesh Uba HaShemesh, which means that the sun rises and the sun sets. That means that obviously Ravashi had some sort of connection to the Neshama of Rava, and therefore he gravitated to Rava's Mahalach, therefore he considered himself a Talmud of Rava. Either way, the point is it's impossible for Rav Ashi to be going back on something that Rava to be going back on something Rav Ashi said, if Rav Ashi is clearly post era of Rava. So what did Rava say? L'inyan gittin ein oikein, amakas av Rava ein oines begittin. We spoke yesterday about why is he coming off of what we said before about mezainus. Why is he speaking about, why doesn't he just say l'inyan gittin ein? Why didn't he just say ein oines begittin? He doesn't. He's making a comment on l'inyan gittin ein oikein. What you have by mezainus doesn't exist here. We spoke about it yesterday. We said over the Yael Zashacha, Bikuri Ruvain, minole l'Rava ha. Where did Rava get it from? Ilem ad tanana reze gitechem l'basim kan v'ad chnei maser chodes l'mash. The Guva, what the Bryce is coming, the Mishnah is coming to teach you. The Mishnah is coming to teach you Ein Get Lachar Misa. Now, Rabbi Sai, if Ein Get Lachar Misa means that the reason why Ein Get Lachar Misa is because Pakale Rishusei. Do you need a Mishnah to tell me Pakale Rishusei? How do you know Pakale Rishusei? It says in Kedushin. So there's no, you need a Mishnah. Why is it get lachar misa? So Rashi in Gittin says, because Pakalei Rishusei, if that's the pshat over here, then what do you mean? He gufa kam mashmalon, they ain't get lachar misa. No, duh, ain't get lachar misa. It's already Pakalei Rishusei, gone, done, finished. So the Chorah Gemara itself is mashma that it's a different reason. What does Rashi Bayo say? The reason is because Eina Mesim Megarshim. That's a chiddush, Eina Mesim Megarshim. I would think maybe Megarshim after Misa, why not? Says the Gemara, no, this is a Naira Vort for Eina Mesim Megarshim. He gufa kam mashmalon. Then get lachar misa. Then get lachar misa. Tanai reisha. You're right. Good. You need a chiddush and get lachar misa. But maybe we see it already in the reisha. What does it say? It says, "Harei zegitech imesi. Harei zegitech mecholize." This reisha, by the way, is the Mishnah previous. When the Gemara says here reisha, it means a previous Mishnah. This Mishnah is Andaf Ayin Beis. The other Mishnah is Andaf Ayin Vav. Means the ratio of what we saw before. There is a gitech meisa, there is a gitech mechoilize, there is a gitech lachar misa, lo yomar klom. That's what it says in the Mishnah. What's this case talking about? Says Rashi. There is a gitech im meisi. Rashi says, shchiv mira shakosav get li ishtoi. A shchiv mira means a person who is, what does it mean, shchiv mira? Anyone, English word?
Deathly ill.
Deathly ill. Is there an English word for that? Shchiv mira? He's in, what's it called?
Hospice.
Hospice, I guess, the closest thing. Anyone else have any?
It's a word.
Deathbed. Okay, he's on his deathbed. Shchim Rasha Kosev Get Leishla Becha Min Al Shanes Alo. Is a Gitech Emesi or is a Gitech Mecholizeh Mishiyavsek Cholizeh Mashma Vumeis Bais Acholilo Amaklum Sharei Misha Posak Enochayim Ben Yochel Agarish. Rabbi Say, I have a question for you. Why does Rashi say we're talking about a Shchiv Meira? Why can't it just be a person who, is a chacham, a roya, a sanoilad? You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. Maybe he's a chacham, a roya, a sanoilad. He's preparing himself. He's gonna die, right? Or he's a gitech emesi. Why?
you might say that guy had no, like,
no das for
her. Like, no,
had das for after death.
No, she's gonna fall to you, but he wants to prevent it.
Beseda, why can't? Why does he have to be like he's dying in a minute? Why can't it be? He's already 60 years old. They're not having children, or he's not having children. He already had 10 years. Why is that not good enough?
That's not
good
enough.
Why does it have to be a shchemira?
Maybe he won't want to later on.
The get that's going to chal anyway. What do you mean?
They live together for the next 40 years.
Why not?
40 years.
Why not? No, but the get's only chal emesi. He won't have to get to be chal three times anyway. The chiddush is ain't get lachar misa, but he thought he's going to make a get lachar misa. So why doesn't it work?
They were not worried about even one because this guy's definitely good for you. Someone who's lived for a long time is probably going to have kids.
No, he's already 60 years old, he's not having kids. Why does it have to be davkish? Maybe, could be. I'm thinking something else, Rabbi say. I think that Rashi's saying that for a particular case. Look at what's the case? What does that mean? When's the guy gonna be chal? He dies. Is that get ever gonna work? No. What does that mean?
After I die.
Really?
From this specific.
Really? What is it? What does he mean? From the
sickness.
What does that mean?
When he
dies from the sickness. I just read Rashi. Let's read Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Oh, yeah, Isaac dich mechol izeh, mishayif soik chol izeh." What does that mean?
When it stops.
Right. So v'hu meis me'oisa choyli. It happens to be with zetzing ein in a case when he died from that sickness. Lo amar klum. Now let me ask you a question, Rabbi. What happens if he didn't die from that sickness?
Oh, yeah.
What?
He just got better. It's a good get. He said that when the sickness stops.
L'choyr, it should be a good get, says Ezi Steiner. Why not? It should be a good get. Why isn't it a good get? Why does it say in the Mishnah, Lo Amar Klum? Why is it Lo Amar Klum? What?
It's not a Shema. It wasn't written.
Why isn't it wasn't the Shema?
Because he wrote it for when he dies. He's gonna
no, he didn't. He wrote it for Ezi Gitech Mechoy Lizeh. It doesn't say when he dies. What? Well, if we're talking about a Shchiv Meirah, he clearly thinks that what? He's going to die. And when he says Michael Izeh, what does he clearly mean?
In case where we say if he doesn't
work. Right. What does he clearly mean?
He's dying.
If a miracle happens, he doesn't die. So then we'll say, no, he didn't mean that. That's not what he meant. Even though the taich of Michael Izeh was meant the verta Mishiyafsik Michael Izeh. Aber what's his kavanah behind that? He means, obviously, if I die, but because he's a shchimira, the guy thinks he's dying. The doctors told him he's dying. You're dying. So if he dies, so then, even if he doesn't die, this nusach, is getting him nowhere. Why? Because he's a shchimira. If he's not a shchimira, then he'll get him again afterwards. L'chayra. Can't say that's what Rashi says, shchimira. I don't know, maybe. Akol panim. Says Rashi that it's not going to work. Lo Amar Klum showing Misha Pasak in Vachayim Ben Yochel Agarish. Because when he's Pasak, he can't be Magarish anymore. So therefore, this is not a get. So it says over there, and get Lachar Misa. That's a straight up Mishnah, get Lachar Misa. That's the Resha. So what are we learning from over here? Says the Gemara. Maybe Dilma Lafuke Meide Rabboisenu. You're right. The first Mishnah, the Mishnah Ayin Beis is tell me and get a chamisa. Maybe our Mishnah, which is talking about, it says Ezekitech Imloy Basi Me'akan Me'ayud Beis Chodeshu Meis. Me that Mishnah is teaching me Laafuke Mi De Rabbi Seinu. The Tanya of Rabbi Seinu Hitiru Ali Nasei. Rabbi Seinu, in that case, the case is a person says Ezekitech Imloy Basi Me'akan Me'ayud Beis Chodesh. Umeis Besoich Yud Beis Chodesh. He dies during the 12 months. What do the Chacham say? It's not a get. What do Rabbi Seinu say? Hitirua li nase. Rabbi Seinu, I have a question for you. And the other the person that wrote our Mishnah doesn't allow her to get married? He's dead. Whether it's a get or not, he's dead. Ah, Rashi says, what does it mean? Hitirua li nase? Veloi chalitza lehi de'im loy basi. Yeah, that's right. That's what we're saying over here. The noise is over here, but okay, to that. Okay, so the Rabbi Seinu said that it is a get. And our Mishnah says it's not a get. Why are they saying it's a get? What about the problem of this is a famous Beis Din. They were known as the Beis Din that was Matir Mishcha. The zman of the shtar is machiach alav. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Dilma. This you need the sefer for is lafuke made the rabbi seino itzrich the plingi Allah that argues on that mishnah the amri ain get lachar misa hu. This is not considered a get lachar misa. Everyone agrees get lachar misa doesn't work. So in the case of Ayin Bey's the first mishnah, everyone agrees it's not work. The shaila is the second mishnah considered a get lachar misa? Our mishnah clearly says that it is, and according to Rabbi Seinu, this is ain't get lachar misa. Why? The kiven the kasev beget zman ksivasai. It wrote on the get the date that the get was written. Muchach shekain amar la. It's muchach that what he means to say to her is imloy basi la oisay zman yeget le mafreya. He means to make a get lachar. If the get is chal mafrei, is this called the get lachar misa? No, why not? The get is going to be chal before. How do we know it means to make a lachar that should be chal from today? How do we know that? If he doesn't mean to make the get should not be activated until after 12 months. Why is he writing this man that he wrote it? Who cares when he wrote it? Lichtoiv imloi basi l'rosh chodesh pleini yeget. Why doesn't he just write? I didn't come by rosh chodesh pleini yeget. In other words, let's just get it clear. Rashi's saying, what the zman of the ksiva makes no difference to us. Because is it going to be chal in the zman of the ksiva? No. So, but Rashi's bavoning, yeah. But I'm saying, a little basi mikan vad yud beis chodesh. I don't know when that is. Well, yud beis chodesh from when? So that's why I have to write this man in the get. So this is Rashi. I have a different option, a different way of knowing when the deadline is. Just write mikan vad deadline vad rosh chodesh ploni. So let's say, just for our purposes, the Gemara's talking about 12 months, but I like to speak about a month, it's just easier for me. A person comes on Aleph Elul and he says, im le basi mikan vad rosh hashanah. He says, Mikan va'ad chodesh. When's chodesh? Rosh Hashanah. So, where is it get? So, Rashi is saying, is why are you writing on the top, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Mikan va'ad shloshim yon? Just write, Imloy basi Mikan va'ad Rosh Hashanah. And then you know when the deadline is. What? It must be, says Rabbi Seinu, that he means that it should be chal from the time that I wrote the get should be chal limafreya. So the zman in the get is not just a way of us figuring out what the deadline is. The zman in the get is telling us when the get is chal. So the get is chal today if you don't come within 30 days.
What if otherwise?
No.
How do you know when the
stars are written? No, Mekan doesn't mean Mehayon. That's the Tanai.
It just has to be Khan. Oh, I didn't know when it was written.
Who needs to know when it's written?
You
want to
know that it's 30
days. Who needs to? Why do you just have to know it when the deadline is? That's Rabbi Kiveiga's kasha. We'll get there in a second. This is Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. This is what Rashi says. Kumt Rabbi Kiveiga, frekt Rabbi Kiveiga, rakasha on Rashi. Ich vashteinish. And Chaim Dov is mechavin to Rabbi Kiveiga's kasha. Hold on a second. Okay, you got the case. You wrote her a get. When did he write the get? Anyone? In our case, when did he write the get? Aleph El. Right, and he wrote in the get. What does Rabbi Kiveiga want him to write in the get? What does Rashi? I'm seeing. What did the Rabbi Seinu want? What did Rabbi Seinu want to write in the get? Ad Rosh Hashanah. Great. He wrote in the get. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Gave her the get. He comes back 2 years later, and he says, "We're not divorced." She says, "Sure we are. You gave me a get. I'm lo basi the kind of Ad Rosh Hashanah, and you didn't come." He says, "Yes, I did. I was there on Tisha B'Av. You see, I have pictures, everyone knows I was there, Tisha B'Av, I was around." She says, "Tisha B'Av? But you gave me the get on Elul and told me you're going to be back within the next 30 days. I didn't give you the get on Elul. I gave you the get Rosh Chodesh Av. And I came back Tisha B'Av. So I'm about to the get, because I came. Mekan Imlai Basi." He said, "You said Imlai Basi Mekan Shloshim Yom on Rosh Chodesh." "No, I didn't. I said Imlai Basi Mekan 2 months. Well, let's look what it says in the get. What does it say in the get?
Nothing.
Imikan Vad Rosh Hashanah. Nothing. So we're never going to know. We are never going to know. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you have to write in the get, the day was written, so you know when the starting point of the Tanai is. You have to know when the end point of the Tanai and the starting point of the Tanai is.
What about Eden? Don't you have to have Eden there? We'll know what day it is.
What would you rather, have Edim or not Edim?
What?
If you don't need Edim, it's much better to not have Edim. So we say, why in the world did you write this man? Why did I write this man? Yeah,
anyway,
so I shouldn't have to rely on Edim. That way I could show him right here. Here it is, buddy. It says in the Shtar this thing.
You need Edim Asira.
But I don't have to bring the Edim Asira when I'm coming to show him that it gets good. Those Edim are dead. Those Edim are dead. No, I don't need Edim Asira anymore. I don't need Edim Asira for the Kiyume. I live with the Edim are dead. The Edim are Gnesa Yom.
If he's going to come with a tenor 2 months ago,
I'll just show the Shtar. I'll just show him the Shtar. Shtar says Rosh Chodesh. Shtar says Chodesh Elul. You're Dunsky. You came in Av. Too bad. The Shtar says not like you.
I don't know if the answer was whether it was now or 2 months ago. Whether the beginning time was by end was talking about was last month or 5 months ago.
Okay, so then right back. Okay, you'll be right 2 months.
Rabbi Yisai, Sinishtin Zist Miruftaman Agoyin Rabbi Kiveiga. Sinishtin Zist. It's not for nothing that he's called Agoyin Rabbi Kiveiga. The goyness is the pashtus. There's nothing like, you don't have to like, you know, it's just very simple. Simple. Goyin Reb Kivega, the goyness was his pashtus. You did see what he said. Should we do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, like this. Rashi is saying that the thinking of Rabbi Seinu is, Rabbi Seinu is saying, why do you write the day that the get was written? Who cares what the day the get was written is? All we care about is when's your deadline. Your deadline is Rosh Chodesh Ploini. In our case, it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or Rosh Hashanah. That's your deadline. Who cares when the get was written? That's irrelevant. Unless, says Rabbi Seinu, unless you mean to say the get is Chal. Lemafreya. That's Rabbi Seinu. That's Pshat and us. We hold the gets chal mafreya, but according to you, Rabban, hold the gets not chal mafreya. So then, why are you writing this man of the get? Who cares about this man of the get? Irrelevant. You want to write something? Just write the deadline. Frekta goin Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Rashi Yechvashteinisht. I understand why you need the deadline. True, but you also need to know when it started. When did it start?
On
the day that it was written.
What?
He's gonna die though.
We don't know if he's gonna die or not.
We're saying the whole reason is because when he dies.
No. He might have died in the middle. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. But you know, chances are he's not dying. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Lule Pirush Rashi. In Lule Pirush Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If it wasn't for Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Eiger does not have the I don't know what the right word is. It doesn't have the I guess audacity. Rabbi Akiva Eiger would definitely say it's an audacity to argue with Rashi. He's not arguing with Rashi, but he's saying ilule divrei Rashi. If it was now that Rashi's here, I bow. But if it wasn't for Rashi, I would have said Dimshan the Gemara. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a whole Dimshan. What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? What's going on over here?
There's no years over here.
There is.
There is
years.
When did he count
for years?
It's 2 months.
We're gonna get to that. Listen, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai, we got a lot of work to do. We haven't even started yet, Rabbi Sai. We're just pre-gaming. Rabbi Sai, this is pre-game. Zokt Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Ilule Divrei Rashi, would say the following thing. What's going on in this case? He gives her a get, and he says, Harei Zegitech, Im Lo Basi Mikan Vad Yud Beis Chodesh. That's not the way Rashi learned the case. Rashi learned that he wrote in the Shtar, Harei Zegitech, Im Lo Basi. So what are the words that it says in the Shtar? The Tanai is embedded in the Shtar itself. It's written there. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I wouldn't have learned it that way. Maybe he just said it to her when he gave the Shtar. So now what does the piece of paper say on it? One thing. You are divorced. With a date. That's it. But he says, while he's giving to a lady, here's the get, but it's only yours. It's all in his dibor. Right? So if it's all in his dibor, how is she going to bechlal? How are we bechlal going to prove he came, he didn't come? Wait, how are we going to prove that there is such a tanai bechlal? Where's the tanai going to come in? Elamai, there's going to be
Edim.
Once you already have Edim, and you need Edim, so then, what do you have to write this man of the get for? You got Edim anyway.
What if they die?
But you can anyway need to secure the Edim. Because the whole this whole thing of when did it happen, when did it start, when did it finish, is only because there's a Tanai. And the Tanai you only know about if there's Edim. So the whole discussion is about the Tanai. If I don't have Edim on the Tanai, I don't have the Tanai. So therefore, I need Edim. So what do I need this man for? The Edim are anyway going to know what day it is. According to Rabbi Kivayega, the Tanai is not written in the Shtar. What? But then if the Edim die, you're not going to know about the whole Tanai anyway. The whole there's no discussion. Because there's just a get. The get says we're divorced. If you don't have Edim, we can win nowhere. Elamai, once you have Edim, they're going to tell you this man. That's the kasha. Okay, Rabbi says. So we have. This is Rabbi Kivayega's pshat. Rabbi Yisai, we can see it inside. Here we go, Rabbi Yisai. Take a look. It's Rabbi Kivayega and Drush Machidish. I just give you a little bit of an education. Rabbi Kivayega learned lots of svarim. There's Gilyoyne Ashas of Rabbi Kivayega. There's Drush Machidish Rabbi Kivayega. Kushas Atzumas Rabbi Kivayega. Shalas and Chuvas Rabbi Kivayega. That's Agoyis on the Mishnais, which they put on the Shulchan Aruch, which they put on the Rambam. There's lots of Rabbi Kivayegas all over the place. There's a sefer put out by someone named Rav Arieli. His brother is a little bit more famous than him, though his sefer is also very famous. His brother is a goyin Rav Asher Arieli. So his Rav Asher Arieli's brother put out a sefer. They call it the Blue Rabbi Kivayegas. It's the blue. Rabbi Kivayega in blue. It's a sefer which brings all the Rabbi Kivayegas that are on our sugya. At least he tries, from everywhere, and he brings them together. A lot of times you'll show the same Rabbi Kivayega twice, because one's in Drush V'Chiddush, the other one's in Chedushin, the other one's in Kushas Atzumas, and it's the same thing, because Rabbi Kivayega wrote numerous svarim, right? But if you want to find, like Rabbi Kivayega, you can just open the Kovetz, and then you just have, you know, whichever Rabbi Kivayegas he wrote on the Sugya. But if you want to have all the Rabbi Kivayegas, you got to go blue. Okay, blue is Rabbi Arieli's Rabbi Kivayega. It's a little education. Okay, that's well. We have them. Some of them in the corner over there. I have one of my office. A kitzer. This Rabbi Kivayega we're looking at is from Drush V'Chiddush Rabbi Kivayega. If you look on the bottom, this little parentheses Dalet Vav Ches Drush V'Chiddush Rabbi Kivayega comes Rabbi Kivayega. We saw the kasha. We're going to leave the kasha for the moment. Let's go to Ilule Pirush Rashi Ayanira. It's the third paragraph from Kivayega. Ilule Pirush Rashi Ayanira Delishna Da'areza Gitech and Loibasi Mashma De Oimer Kane Baal Peh Bishas Nesinas Haget Liyoda Vochi Mashma La'edja Begitin Rabbi Masafta Ayin Sham Says now Rabbi Kivayega V'kiv on Deloy Nichtav Hatanai B'Shtar, being that the entire Tanai is not written in the Shtar, V'samach Al Hatanai Baal Peh, and he's only relying on the Tanai that's said Shapiro Yochol LaHasnos Loimer Rosh Chodesh Ploini. Then if anyway everything is only Al Peh, so then whatever's written in the Shtar is irrelevant. He could have just said it. V'efshar Demei Haytai Megufa P'sikalei V'gitin Demayu Baal Peh D'Yemakol B'chsav Loimer Minu Beis Manas Shtar Machichol Avlashin Rashi Kasheli. Kitzer, it's his own pshat. Rashi Kashali, it doesn't stay Rashi. So we have to try to defend Rashi. We'll get back to Rabbi Kivayega's Kasha on Rashi, and then we want to examine Rabbi Kivayega in a second. Rabbi Kivayega's Kasha on Rashi was, what do you mean? You need to know this man because you need to know when it starts. And it starts when? Whatever day it was written. Zokta goin, Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman Zolazan Gazuten Stark. Rabbi Aaron Leib says, listen to this beautiful thing. What's the date on the shtar? When it was written or when it was given?
Given. Okay. When it's written, but we really should.
Does anyone else have an answer?
Same date.
Same thing. Okay. It's technically when it was written, but we're going to assume when a person writes a get, he signs it and gives it. Why? He's not dilly dallying. This is not, you know, push it off till tomorrow. A person that's already writing a get, it's going. He's doing it. So therefore, the zman of the get is pashtus, also the zman of the nesinas I get. Okay.
Isn't
Now, that is only of good. That's only when he doesn't make a tanai in the get. But a person that's making a tanai in the get, and the get is only chal when, in our case, when's the get chal? In 12 months. Is he in a rush to give the get?
No.
Why not? Doesn't make a difference when you give the get, because the get's only going to be chal in 12 months. So the zman of the ksiva becomes totally
irrelevant.
The zman of the ksiva becomes totally irrelevant. Because just because he wrote it on that day doesn't mean he gave it on that day. Because if he's anyway not planning on getting divorced today, so he'll give him whatever he wants to give the get. He's planning on getting divorced 12 months from now. What?
From the
Mesira. Harezek Yitech. It's from the Nesinus again. Memela, we no longer can be confident that the Ksivas Haget was also the Nesinus Haget. If that's true, then I can't prove anything from the Ksivas Haget. What are we saying? I need to know when the get was given, because I need to know when the Tanai started. But you don't know when the Tanai started from the Ksivas Haget, because you would only know that if the Ksivas Haget would also be the Nesinus Haget, because the Tanai is telling them when you give the get. Usually you give the get when you write the get. But over here, where anyway the Gerish is not Chal on that day, says Rabbi Aaron Leib, therefore the Ksivas Haget is totally irrelevant. So why are you writing this amount of the get?
What's the point?
That's not when the Tanai start from. You will have to know ourselves. You have to have Adim. So anyway, we have to have Adim. Okay, so it doesn't help.
He's saying that you have big
no. No. Rabbi Akiva is saying you have to come on to Adim anyway. But in Rashi, you won't have to come on to Adim. So he's saying in Rashi, you also have to come on to Adim. He's trying to Fadin Rabbi Akiva that this man will tell you when it starts. Says Rabbi Lev, this man's not telling you when it starts.
He doesn't hold the works on my friend.
No, we're going in. The Rabbi Seinu are proving it works, Lamafreya. Because or else, why else are you writing this man?
Right.
We asked, what do you mean? You're writing this man to know when it starts, right? We're now working in the understanding that it's not Lamafreya. They're proving it works, Lamafreya. Because if it wasn't Lamafreya, why are you writing this man? We're saying you're writing. Rabbi Seinu, it's you have to. There's many different like layers we got to get into over here. Says Rabbi Lei, because this man will not prove anything, so there's no point in writing this about anymore. It's not going to prove when it starts.
If it'll prove it for them, Afreya, why are you?
No, it must be that the reason you're writing this man is to tell me that it's Lamafreya. If it's Lamafreya,
rush to give it.
What?
In that case, they're going to rush to give it. What's the big deal? Lamafreya today, Lamafreya tomorrow.
No. That's when the get's going to be chal.
Right. Why so much? You can do it right away.
Because that's when he wants to get to Bichal. That's when he wants to get to Bichal. So if he wants to get to Bichal, so we're going to assume he wants to get to Bichal on that day. That's what Rabbi Kivager says to answer the Kasha. That's what Rabbi Leib says to answer the Kasha of Rabbi Kivager. So you have to work on the Svara. Now, I have a Kasha over here, which the other master, Usher, asked the Kasha. I don't understand any of this whole discussion. You need a Zman and a Get because... Why do you need a Zman? Why do you have to write the Zman of the Get? Because you have to write a Zman of the Get. But there's a din. Every Get needs a Zman. So what are Rabbi Seinu talking about Bechlal over here? Yeah. Rabbi Seinu says, nah, no need for a Zman. If you should have just written Im Loi Basi, or you should have said, we have to figure it out.
Yeah, but it's Kasha.
Yeah, but don't ask a Kasha of why did you write? Tosis is talking about something else. We'll get to Tosis, I guess. But the Rabbi Seinu is saying, why are you writing a Zman in the get? Why am I writing this? Because I'm a good boy. That's why. I don't want to get puzzle. Why am I writing a Zman in the get? What type of kash is that? Rabbi Seinu is saying, why is there a Zman in this get? Must be Lamafreya. Maybe it's not Lamafreya. I'm writing a Zman in the get because I want to be a good boy. You're supposed to write a Zman in the get. So Rabbi said, according to Rashi, I think it's not such a kasha.
Because
the
man is irrelevant.
Nair. According to Rashi, I think it's not such a kasha. Because what? When is this get going to be chal?
2 months.
When's the get chal? No, we're going before. No. When he gives it.
When he gives it.
Right? Well, hold on a second. Wait, we're going now before. Rabbi Seinu is saying that if it's not Limafreya, then don't write as man. What should you have written? Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh Pliny. Now. If you write, Arizek Yitech Mabasi Nekadu V'ad Rosh Hashanah, and you give the get, when's the get going to be Chal? Rosh Hashanah. So, is there a Zman in this get? It doesn't say on the top, you know, written on, blah, 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 blah. But there's, I would say this, that's called the Zman in the Get. The whole point of the Get is to know when he has to stop eating, all that stuff. I know that depends on when the Get is going to be activated. So I have a date of activation. What's the date of activation? Rosh Chodesh Ploini. I can either write it by writing the Zman on top and telling me it's Chal in 12 months on the bottom, and then I'll do my mathematics. Or I could write it by just telling me, Im lo basi nakad ad Rosh Chodesh Ploini, ad Rosh Hashanah. Then I know that it's basically like this, kind of like a Zman here. You have to write the year and write all that stuff. You'll write all that stuff. That's what Rashi means. You're just saying you don't have to put that up over there. But a Quinter Bekiva Eger is a Pele. Quinter Bekiva Eger, what's he saying? What did he write? All he wrote is Hareza Gitech with a Zman. And everything was Baal Peh. And what's the Gemara's question? Why are you writing this Zman for? This Zman anyway is not going to help you because it's all Baal Peh. But I'm writing a Zman because I have to write a Zman in the Get. Got it? That's the kasha on Kiveger. So Rabbi Kiveger himself says the teretz, which Kiveger himself doesn't says the teretz, kind of. He says, you're right. You have to write something. But don't write the Zman. You should write instead, Imloi Basi Mikan Vad. Shouldn't write the Zman. But you have to write something, but just write the Imloi Basi. Don't write the Zman. And that'll like function as the Zman instead of a Zman. In other words, if you're going to write something, just write the Imla Basi, which...
That's
right.
Yeah, I
don't know. What? Basi will help for the Zman. It seems to be what Rabbi Vega says. But at least I don't understand that necessarily, because most people, the regular get, the regular Nosuch is a get with a Zman. It's not... You're not going to take out this man and put into this in order because I like to suggest the different teretz from Kiveger.
If I don't return without date of when?
Without. No, and then he'll write when, but he won't write this man of when it was written. He'll just write in the. Which he should have done that, which is kind of like close to Rashi. He should have, but he didn't do that. He didn't write anything. He should have done what Rashi says. That's what he's kind of saying. A kopanim, Rabbi Isai. I'd like to suggest something else. What are we suggesting according to Rabbi Kiveger? What should happen? He should write this man. Now, what happened according to Rabbi Kiveger? He walked over. The get says on it, Rosh Chodesh Elul. He walks over and says, here's your get, but it's not chal now. It's not chal for another month. Im lo basi. Here's the get. The get says on top of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Is there a zman in this get?
No, technically.
It's a get mukdam. Which is no mukher works. Mukdam is going to be a problem because you're going to be shibin achasim before it. It's a get mukdam. It's kind of like a get mukdam. It's not mamash a get mukdam. It's like a get mukdam. Kid says no zman in this get. Even though you wrote the words Rosh Chodesh Elul. Is that called a Zman? If that's anyway not when it's Chal? You
canceled it out with your Dibor.
You canceled it out with your Dibor.
Is that called a
Zman? No, he says Imlo Basi, but according to Begay, you didn't write it in the Shtar. So the Shtar just says Aleph Elul, and that's not right.
So, what if the date says
so what's the question that you should have to write the Zman because writing the Zman is a Zman? It's anyway not a Zman. Because that's not called writing a Zman. Because it's inaccurate.
Maybe that's good for the idea that
it should be possible.
That must be the death
rate
she's divorced.
So, but we're asking, why do you have to write the Zman? Rabbi Kiveger is saying, don't write the Zman and just say it Baal Peh. What do you mean, don't write the Zman? But if you don't write this man, it's puzzle. So what? How could you think of not writing this man? So if you write the wrong Zman, it must be that it's Lamafreya.
It's worse if you write. If you,
it must be Lamafreya from that Zman, then it's a good Zman.
Maybe the cash is.
In other words, if it's not, then it would be a bad Zman, and if it is, then it's a good Zman. So why don't you make it into a good Zman? You make it into a good get. Yeah, it's a good question. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Let's move on. Akitzer. Let's look at the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara. Ella mi seifa. Now we're going in the seifa. Mi achshav. Im loybasi mikan va'yud beis chayresh. Now he says mi achshav. He says explicitly he wants it to work l'mafreya. Umeis besoch shem asoch chayresh. Shari zeget. Meis v'adin l'chala. It says meis. V'adin l'chala. Chayra, why is mace? Why is it not a get? Why is he saying it's a get? I mean, why is it a get? I thought mace is the biggest oinus possible. Must be it's. Yeah, but this is, you made it tonight. So mace is the biggest oinus possible. Forget about ain't get lachar misa, but what about the oinus? Must be ain't get la, it ain't oinus begitten. So Gemara, no. Dilma mace dafka delanichle tepel kameyofam. Says Rashi. Elam Yisefa, we skipped the Rashi over there. Elam Yisefa, Gomer Rava Einon is begitten, Harizeget, Vafakav, the Einon is Golomi Misa, Alma Einon is begitten, Vawadin Lachala. The boy say, yeah, Vawadin Kolshein.
What?
Says the Gemara, Dilma meis dafka. Dechol atzma shekosev la get machmas kein kosev la. Shem yomus ye get la mafreya. Shlotizokek liyavam. Ubehai oinsa le nichale de mifta gita. Aval ba'inus achrina de nichale le mifta gita. Ve'ema lecha yesh oinus begitten. Rashi says, over here is maybe different because kol atzmoi shall get is machmas kein kasevla. His whole point in writing the get was only that there shouldn't be an aguna. That's his Rashi. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger over here Nachamal and Drush V'Chiddush says, I don't understand where Rashi's coming from. Who said that's kol atzmoi shall get? Maybe he wrote a get because he doesn't want his wife to be an aguna. What? Yibam, yeah. Rashi says the whole reason you're writing the get is they shouldn't fall for Yibam. Rabbi Kiva Eger says maybe that's not the reason. Maybe the reason is because he doesn't want to be a guna. But Lemaisa, he also doesn't want her to fall kami Yibam. Maybe the boat, who said that's the reason he wrote the get? And Rabbi Kiva Eger again says, Lashon Rashi Kashali.
Why is it a guna?
It's true, lo nichale, right? But Rashi is being moisif in the Gemara. Says shakol atzmoi shekosev la machmas kein kosev la. So everybody said we have two kashas on Rashi. Kasha number one is where did Rashi get this from? How did Rashi know? That's the whole this whole point of writing the get. Second of all, why does Rashi have to say this? Rabbi Kivega says the Gemara made a lot of sense without that. All the Gemara says is lo nicha lay the table kamayavam. He doesn't want it to happen. Doesn't mean that that's why he wrote the get. Doesn't say that. Just says lemaisa he doesn't want it to fall. So therefore he's not interested in this oinus. So the first question we can answer very posh. It says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, the first kasha of where did Rashi know it from? It's lechayra mashma in his lashon. What's he saying? He says, "Me achshav im loybasi mikan vayud beis chodesh." What does "me achshav" mean? No. He wants the chal mafreya. Why does he want the get to be chal mafreya? Why doesn't he let the get chal whenever after 12 months? If he's dead, it'll be. And he's dead. If he's not dead, the get will be chal after 12 months. Why does he have to get up to be chal mafreya?
Maybe his
father's
a drunk.
Maybe his so in other words, he's doing it to avoid Yibum. His mind, he's thinking about Yibum now. Rashi says, that's the Me'achshav. That's why he's doing a Me'achshav. In other words, it's clear that this is not just something that he wants. This is something he's thinking about. Because that's why he says a Lashon of Me'achshav. If he just says, look, I don't want you to be alone for too long. So if I'm not back in 12 months, you can marry whoever you want to marry. So why does that have to be Me'achshav? If he's not back in 12 months, he'll be divorced from 12 months. And if he's dead, since she's anyway, you know, he's dead. And if he's not dead, he doesn't want to, he didn't come back, so she's divorced. Why does it say me achshav? Must be because if he dies within the 12 months, he wants to avoid her becoming a yavama. So therefore, he says me achshav. That's the whole point. So he's actively thinking about Yibum.
Why can't it be a guna too? He's just worried that maybe he'll die. He'll be captured and stuck in some land.
But he didn't come back after 12 months.
But he said, then wouldn't that be nice?
So that would say, well, it depends if we're going Einus begin or Einus begin. I'll call upon him. Second question. Now we're going to get into the heart of the sugya, Rabbi Sai. Now we're ready to start. We're ready to start. Here goes. Second question is Zol Zayin. Rashi says Meduik in the Gemara. But what do you know? Kivayi says you don't need that in order. All we need to know is that he is. He's very happy not taking this oinus. That Rashi. Dilma meis dafka. Kol atzmai shakosav lo raget machmas kain kosav lo. Why do you need that for? Where did Rashi get it from? We see it's embedded in his Tanai. But what do you need that for? Okay, so everybody, let's start like this. We had a global shiloh over here. Now we're getting into the global sugya. The global shiloh over here is, what does Einus have to do with a get? Watch Einus. So, there's two ways of going, basically, and two major ways in the Rishayim and Achroinim. One way is as follows. When he says, Hariza gitechim loy vasi, so there's two ways of understanding that. Does he mean to say, if I come, I'm stopping the get? Or if I don't come, so then I'm giving the get. Is the loy bussy making the get, or is the bussy being mevatel the get? Okay. Now, what Ramotcha pointed out is you need a tanai kafel. So I'm not sure exactly tanai kodem lamaisa and kodem lav exactly how it's going to work. But is it hareiz agitech im loy bussy? And if I'm bussy, I'm knocking off the get. Or hareiz agitech im loy bussy? I'm going to make this get by loy bussy. I got a loy bussy for this get to be good. Is the loy bussy making the get, or is the bussy breaking the get? Because what happens if you're somewhere in the middle? What happens if it's not a loy bussy, but he's not bussy? He didn't not come. What's the case? Oh, yeah. So it depends as follows. If you say the vort is, the loy bussy is making the get, comes Rav Baruch Bezok v'shem Rav Chaim, listen. I have you said in oinus. What's main oinus? Oinus rachmana patre. Main nicht only that you're not chayiv in punishment. That we don't punish him. So main, you didn't do it. So I need to do a loy bussy in order to make the get. If the loy bussy happened by oinus, I didn't do a loy bussy. I didn't make the get. But you didn't come. Yeah, but I don't have to bussy to make the get. I didn't have to bussy to stop the get. I mean, I need a loy bussy to make the get. I didn't make the get. There's no loy bussy over here. But there's a tnai on the get.
We don't write a get for nothing. Right?
Right.
The get's in motion already. There's only one way to stop it.
No, but there's a tnai. No. A person says... A person says, this is your get if someone gives me $100. So there is the pshat that if he doesn't give me $100, I'm breaking the get. You're right. So there's also...
Action has to happen. Here he has to do an action to undo the get.
So we're saying that no, he has to do an action to make the get. That's the question, how to look on it. That's the shaila. Do we see the loy bussy as making the get? Harei ze gitech im loy bussy.
Here's the get, unless I come, or if I don't come, here's the get.
So it might depend, Rabbi Say, on if you're being very, very literal. Harei ze gitech im loy bussy. This is a get if
I don't come.
I have to don't come to make it a get. The don't come is making it a get. Says Rav Baruch Be'er B'Shem Rav Chaim, aber oines haste that he didn't do a loy bussy. Okay, there's a chiddush over there that there's such a thing as doing a loy bussy, and oines is putter. He didn't do a loy bussy. I didn't make the get. Oines begitten. That's oines begitten over here. This is the pshat, Reb Ruvain, Reb Baruch Be'er, Reb Chaim, Allah Brisker is gaining the veg. The Brisker veg. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, and the veg. Oh. Pnei Yeshua zok den andere weg. Zok de heilige Pnei Yeshua. He says, what's going on is as follows. When we hear the Tanai, come on, let's listen to what he's saying over here. Let's listen for a second. What's going on over here? Let's take a look at the backdrop. Let's look at the family. What's going on? What's with this Tanai over here? What's going on is he's obviously being absentee. And she's sick and tired of him being absentee. And he says, if I'm not back in 12 months, so then, yeah, okay, then I'm fine. Then I'm absentee. I'm an absentee husband, father, whatever it is. Then you can be divorced. But what happens if he didn't come because he couldn't come? Is that called he's being absentee? Don't look at the language. Leave the language alone for a second. Leave the language. Okay. Don't be so literal. Okay. You need a get has to be the. What's happening over here is that he has to be someone that's an absentee. If he's an oinus, you can't call him an absentee husband. He's an oinus, for goodness sakes. So he's not absentee. When he said the tnai. Whatever the literal pshat in the Tanai is, nish das at er gemeint. That's not what he meant. He meant if I don't come, if I'm not coming over here, can't say if it's called ines, not called ones, whatever it is, that's not called absentee.
It doesn't matter how sick you are, how big of an ines. You're not here.
It's so again, so like this.
Yeah, to get it out.
So Donnie, if you're gonna be literal about the Tanai, then you're gonna say this is what the Tanai says. But if you said that what I meant in the Tanai, says the Pnei Yeshua, and everyone understands what you meant, we understand what you meant. Isn't that something that you're making up afterwards? Let's look at the Tanai. This is what the Tanai is trying to convey. We're listening to what's behind the Tanai, and this Tanai is conveying to us. So says the Pnei Yeshua, this is umdana belibo b'leif kol adam. This is what everyone understands when they hear this Tanai. This is not what you meant. It's not what I meant.
But why is it right here in the case of Shmuel, where you should have thought of that beforehand?
So we're going to see how Shmuel is actually going to be perhaps a riot to this in a certain way, because Shmuel seems to say the problem is this is it's something that's shchiach, and therefore you should have thought of it, or in other words, it's all Yiboyle Asnuye should have mentioned it. It's all about what I should have mentioned, shouldn't have mentioned. This is something that we all understood.
Right? And you travel 7 months in one direction. Right? So what's the case in that?
That's gonna be an Achloikas Achroinim. Comes here.
That should be the same thing as the river, no?
Well, you went out in summer and it's coming back.
So what Ezra's bringing up is the following case, Rabbi Say, and then we're gonna have to stop over here. It's a Machloikas between the Beis Yaakov and I think the Pnei Yeshua. What happens in the following case? What happens if a person, it was started at 1 degree. A person says, I'm going to come, if I don't come back in 12 months, and he wasn't planning on coming back anyway, and he gets sick and he can't come back. But even when he's sick, he's saying, I wasn't planning on going back anyway. I'm not going back. And he's not planning on going back. And the whole time, so he has both the oinus and the ratzon. What about in that case? Says the Pnei Yeshua, in that case, they're going to be migureshes. So every time you have an oinus, it's really a suffix, says Pnei Yeshua, because maybe he wouldn't have gone anyway. He's screaming, I'm an oinus, maybe he wouldn't have gone anyway. It's always a suffix. And the Beis Yaakov argues. Beis Yaakov says, look, the fact is the guy's an oinus. Beis Yaakov takes it even a step further. Listen to this. This to me is mamish, blow my mind away. Let's say he says, I don't come back in 12 months. And he just walked the next 7 months in the opposite direction. Now he's already 20 months away from home. There's no way he's getting home. Right? He's not getting home. And then he gets sick. He's putter.
That's an
act of like
bossing.
That's not an oinus. That's oinus. Because on the last day, he's an oinus. So therefore, says the Beis Yaakov, it's not a get.
That means he can't make it back and he got sick. Very big.
So he got, so now it's an oinus. On the last day, he's an oinus.
If a guy gets sick right now, nothing to do with a get, is he an oinus?
Avoisai to be continued tomorrow.